we've got the second place four-person canoe, one from there, Gloria Wesley from Massachusetts. And third place, we've from the four-person canoe, Larry Harrison from Oneonta. And they said it was quite a race. Gloria, tell us, what was this race like today?
Well, we knew we were going to have our hands full with Jeff because of the other races we've done. We were neck and neck, and Jeff knows the river so well, and he's got such strong people in his boat. They made us work so hard. It was hard. It was really hard.
Well, your time was 8 hours, 22 minutes, 43 seconds. Is that about where you thought you were going to be?
Yeah, with the low water, that's what we figured. We figured it was going to be hard. It was hard. Low water, hot, when the sun came out, we were melting out there. And then just kept looking over our shoulders because there's Jeff and Larry and Kathy. They were killing us.
Well, she's talking about Jeff Schultes, and then, of course, Larry Harrison is here from that. I mean, you guys were putting on the pressure. Yours are 8 hours, 25 minutes, 53 seconds. So we're looking at about 3 minutes difference. You were hammering. How hard was it for you today, Larry?
Very hard. The upper half of the race, I thought, went very well. We were right together coming down to Goodyear, Oneonta. We were still side by side at Oneonta. And then from Oneonta down, they got away from us. There, they put a couple minutes on us, and that we just kind of held our own there. But hopefully we could grind our way back up, but we just couldn't get there. They're a very, very good team to beat.
So what about four bodies in a boat and the low river? Were you hitting bottom at all?
Oh, yes. Yes. I think we hit four or five times today. Nothing real, real, real hard. I don't think we poked a hole in the boat or anything like that, but it was very difficult. I mean, when the sun came out, like Gloria said, I think the temperature raised 10 degrees, it felt like. I mean, it was hard. It was a hard, hard, fun race.
And what about when you're going in the low water like that? Obviously, you can't dip the paddle down too deep. I mean, is there, like, paddle smacking and the possibility of...
Oh, sure. As far as breaking your paddles and stuff, sure. I'm not sure. We haven't checked ours. We could have got some chips on ours. But for what it's worth, we don't know the river as well. And we got out probably a half a dozen times dragging the boat. We got back in one time, and we were still in rocks. We had to get back out, and, you know, the whole time we're looking over our shoulders because they're closing on us. Every time we took a bad line or had to get out of the boat, they were closing on us. It was hard. It was, and, you know, it was, there were some places I'm not sure how we would have, where we would have gone differently to not get out of the boat. We just, it's tough having Jeff, that other boat, you know, you just know they're so much smarter than you. You know, they don't have to, you're working so much harder to make up for that. But they're great, a lot of fun, good people. So it was nice being with them. And we were side by side, like you said, for a lot of it in the beginning and chatting it up a little bit. It made it fun. So.
Well, that's awesome. You're all great paddlers. I know you come off a hard race. Thank you for coming over talking with us. Always good to see you, Larry and Gloria. This is the first time getting you in here, and I'm so glad we got to see you. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
For Canoe Regatta 2015, I'm Craig Stevens, WCDO.